it's up back. Want some food? Are you hungry?
Hey, do you know what this is?
Come on, say something.
Yeah.
Hey, come on, say something. Oh, I know it'll make you say something. If I do this.
Ew.
Hey, calm down. Hey.
What?
Ooh, yes. Okay, alright, calm down. I'll put you down. Shh.
Here's some food.
Alright, don't crowd around. Say something. Duck. Say something. Huh? You are such a dumb cat. I'll give you that much.
It's May 30th. We've had Doc since, a couple of months. I know we've had since about December. Since January. Maybe even February. When we got him, he had a busted right leg. And, a busted rear right leg. One of his ears was clipped a little bit, you know, like it wasn't, it didn't have a tip on it, you know, it was like flat on the top. And, a few of his whiskers were burned, and he had tar all over his back. And he was skinny. And, walking around on three legs because he had a busted leg. And he was such a despicable sight. We had to bring him in. And now he's incredibly healthy. He's a very stupid cat though. Right?
Meow!
But he's the cutest little bugger you've ever seen in your life. I'm gonna make some French toast now. Okay. To make some good French toast, here, let me move this a little bit. Oh yeah, you're friendly now that you want to get out. Oh, you want to sit on the windowsill? Up we go. Do it up. You need some milk.
Do you have any idea where
mommy and Papa went? I think they went to Jersey or something like that. They're,
So we didn't have to work today?
No, they're coming back. So, they'll be back like probably 20 minutes or so. They left a long time ago. Where did Doc go?
Why'd they go to Jersey?
They have to get some shit. Did Doc go that way?
He went outside.
He went outside.
Okay. Now there he goes.
Fuck, man. Why couldn't they just stay here?
Because they're getting some, I don't know.
Now there's not enough time to go outside. But enough time to just sit around being bored doing nothing when you could be working so you can go out later.
They're probably not going to let us go out tonight. Because it's a money movement. Wait a minute. Think so.
Definitely put in too much money. Do we have any eggs, like, hidden away somewhere? Shit, man.
That was Ian. He just got his learner's permit the other day.
He'd let us in, knows where we've been, in his octopus's garden, in the shade.
Ask my friends to come. Well, anyway, the meowing you're about to hear is Finster in mid-October of 1984. Me, Ian, Andrew, and I think Frank had just left the house in about 3 minutes, and I left this recorder on that I'm talking into right now. I left it running by accident, recording, because I was recording conversation, and we walked out, and 3 or 4 minutes after we left, Finster realized that we left, and he came down the stairs and started meowing after us to let him out. And he gave up finally, and this is what it sounded like.
That's what I say to lots and lots and lots of very pretty girls. If you're wondering where this Beatle music is coming from, as you can tell, I like the Beatles. CBS is having a Days in Their Lives special on the Beatles, and it's really interesting because they do whole albums. And they explain how each song was done, and they throw in a lot of other shit.
Continue with the Beatles, the Days in Their Life, in a moment.
Next comes my favorite side, side two. That's got the, what do you call it, Carry That Weight, Golden Slumbers, Out of College, Money Spent, See No Future, Pay No Rent, All the Money's Gone, Nowhere to Go, Do, 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 biddy, 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 any job, got the sack. Monday morning, turning back, yellow stars go, nowhere to go. But oh, that magic feeling, nowhere to go. Oh, that magic feeling, come on, French toast, nowhere to go, nowhere to go. Alright, that's enough.
And one day, I didn't come into the office, I just sort of, it was like sagging off school. And I went to a friend's house in the country, and it was just sunny, and it was all just the release of the tension that had been building up on me. And it was just really nice, sunny day, and I picked up the guitar, which was the first time I'd played the guitar for a couple of weeks, because I'd been so busy. And the first thing that came out was that song, it just came. And I finished it later when I was on holiday in Sardinia.
if you want, you can have those two there.
Who's that hungry for them?
Who's that? Andrew. What's up? My parents haven't come back yet.
Oh, that feels good.
Yeah, sorry. Let's
check it out, Michael. You don't want them? Let me use your plate, too, since it's dirty.
Hello.
Hello.
Everybody out?
They're home now. Yeah.
We have a whole load of stuff to be taken in from the...
Where'd you go?
We went to New Jersey to pick up stuff.
Wait, is the cat outside?
Yeah,
we have to fix that doorknob. No, I've been up for a while.
I've been awake.
Well, why didn't you eat this? You have got out of the way. Okay, we have a lot of stuff in the car, so we'd appreciate if somebody would come and help
us. Well, I'm almost done, so I'll do it. He's upstairs somewhere. Go tell him. Tell him that he has to come down and give him a hand. I'll be out there in a second.
Man, get your ants are everywhere.
Wow.
Get the fuck out of there.
Andrew. Wait a minute.
We'll continue with The Beatles, The Days in Their Life, in a moment.
You're listening to The Beatles on CBS FM.
Oh, well, just caught it right
at the end. Actually, I thought I was listening to Led Zeppelin.
What?
Actually, I thought I was listening to Led Zeppelin.
Really?
I'll be seeing you guys later.
See you around.
Bye-bye.
There's the plate. We'll just get one last little thing to break and I'll be out there. God damn, man, you really pile the stuff on those posts. You'll notice one thing. This one was soaking in the mixture for about 6 hours, so... And that there's, I put in just a little bit too much milk into the mix, so if it tastes a little strange, pretty gross, so. It was pretty good. You gotta let them cook though, because the inside is a little powdery. Very good. You gonna use this plate?
Yeah.
Thank you.
this part I can do with that.
There are some deer. Why does everybody have to make practice?
There's only one person.
We all woke up around the same time.
I haven't had breakfast.
Johnny.
Oh.
Quando para mucho mi amor.
You recording with them?
Yeah. And you can do that
from
the outside.
Wait.
Well, you must be kidding. You know it's about 20 degrees warm out there. I almost died in the cold.
But all in all,
yeah, but it's nice to be outdoors.
You're recording over it?
Yeah.
Because they don't want it.
Perfect. They have shorts.
Looks alright. Looks like it could pour any minute though.
No.
No?
That's the kind of weather, but yeah, you can have a thunder shell because it's sort of very hot and clammy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Well, if I go outside, I'm going to take a shower.
Well, you're not going to go outside.
Yeah,
you're
going to
start right here.
Sure. She's got that yeah, she's got that ball and chain with her.
The only time we really know that you do something is when we alarm to see that. Yeah.
Not true, not true. That was a foul. Andrew, why don't you go sit at the table?
There's no room anywhere.
Oh, no room here? Here, there's one right here, no room, because you're in everybody's way. Keep there. I would say put your plate right next to the golfer, and that's even better.
Did you wake up on the wrong side of bed today?
No, but I'm trying to tell you that if you're the one that's at the kitchen, here's the chair, and I put on the light for you. Well, because before when I was meeting, I was still something.
This is what you're trying to say.
Pretty nice girl, but she changes from day to day. I wanna tell her that I love her a lot, but I gotta get a belly full of wine. Her Majesty's a pretty nice girl, someday I'm gonna make her mine. Oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine.
The album has its rough spots.
John!
The elaborate album packaging took 8 months to complete.
Something. Huh? Yeah? One more time. Say something. Huh? Hey, come on, say. Hey. Hey. Oh boy, it's pouring out. Huh? One more thing, come on. Give me a good one. Give me a nice big meow. Hey. Come on, give me a nice meow. Oh, that was a good one, okay. Hey, come on.
That was Duck.
What's the matter with you? blasting off for Mars.
Don't even ask me what we were talking about. That was me and Andrew and Leo when I was a lot younger than I am now. By the way, when I was talking with Doc and with Mommy at the end of the other side, and with Andrew and Mommy and Papa and Ian and a little bit of Eric. Eric was that visitor that came in. That's when I was 19 years old, or when I am 19 years old. And right now it is about 9 o'clock, and it is pouring outside. It just came down like wham. And presently they're eating dinner downstairs without me, so I think I should go downstairs and eat dinner. Isn't that a good idea? I thought you would think so.
Is a fragment of a man's life. Left to rust is the place he lived in and the machines he used. Without use, they will disintegrate from the wind and the sand and the years that act upon them. All of Mr. Corey's machines, including the one made in his image, kept alive by love, but now obsolete in the Twilight Zone.
Well, Nick. nigga, I wouldn't use that gun for 15 miles. And
no, smell this onion here.
Woo! Smells like my wife after she has a lot of trouble.
Now. I'm gonna dip it in soap.
Like my wife after she hasn't washed in a month.
Alright, how about this new medicine you want?
Woo, a year, honey, a year.
Now, a new improved glycerine with extra mint.
Ooh, I said, that girl has not washed since she was born. I do believe, oh yeah. Woo!
Which means that...
I'm on hidden camera when I get to, I just like to say hi to
which
every new out there. Hello. Shut up.
I'll show you how I was.
Wait a minute, my son.
Full party. See that light over there? There's a camera behind it.
Oh no, come on. You gotta be kidding me. Well, I'd like to give you something for that. That's for the real wet wipes. And I don't mean the pop-up disposables either. Anyone care to demonstrate a dry wipe?
Ooh.
That's for the dry wipe.
Mickley, we don't need two tapes, Mickley.
No, Mickley.
This is Bart Starr, your roving reporter. Tell me, sir, is your favorite word Harley Davidson, as it says on your shirt?
No.
What is it? What is your favorite word?
Shit.
Yeah, because that's what you're all full of.
Sir, sir, what is your favorite word?
Well, you know, well, why don't you get down?
Semen.
Once you get down to words, that's a nice round word, you see. No square words, no, you throw them in the garbage pail, honey. I said nice round words.
Boozum!
No,
do not interrupt when I am talking on
Boozum is a nice round word. Boozum is a right.
No, that's a nice round thing.
Can you say rolling righta? Repeat.
Rolling right
across. No.
Rolling right off. Pentel.
Repeat. Rolling right
off. Pentel pen.
Rolling right off. Pentel pen. Repeat.
Rolling rider?
Oh, no.
Rolling rider.
No. Rolling right off. Rolling right off.
And Leo delivers a right. He delivers a left.
All right, chaos to the shore.
And what a fight this will be tonight. Oh, Mickley got in a good shot there, but Leo's up on his feet again. Oh, and Mickley gets floored.
Right uppercut to the jaw. Oh. He gives him a cut, a slice. Oh, a jab right in the left. Right in the labanza. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, and 3. That makes 10. Mickley is out. And Leo wins.
And what did you think of this fight, Jane? Well, I personally thought that Mickley was going to win, but, you know, you can never tell with these things. I think Mickley getting a few decent punches there, but Leo really clobbered him. Will you please shut up, crowd? Thank you. All right, and that's all from ABC Sports. This is Smallwood Wholesale in Manhattan.
Hi there, Big Al here for Channel 7 Sports. As you have just seen, Leo Samru has smashed Mickley down on the ground. Here's an instant replay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. That makes 10.
Say something. Come on, say so. There we go. Okay, it's feeding time. It's feeding time. No, that's not food. That's what you call a recorder. You want your food, huh? You're hungry, huh?
Okay. Ooh, that looks good.
Shh. Shut up. Those are nice meows, though. After you're gone, we'll have something to remember you by now. And Bullwinkle and Rocky. Yeah. I know you're hungry. Are you hungry? I'm hungry. Yeah, you're hungry.
Oh, yeah. Are you hungry? Ooh.
Yeah.
Bara svenska sommarvisor och valser, även om inte som väl är alla kanske förstod dem. Hoppas Agge hade trevligt åt sina gamla minnen och Demis Rosos som hon glömde att få med sig när hon åkte hem. Det var ju tråkigt att mamma och Bernt inte kunde resa över till er, men mamma var så dålig som hon ville inte ens fira jul hos oss utan föredrar att fira den på landet. Hon räknar med den höga luften ska göra henne snabbare frisk. Sen ska de ju ganska snart vidare till Österrike och Wien, vad jag har förstått. Om ni nu har kommit så här långt på bandet så hoppas jag att det fortfarande är anslutning till julen. Det kan ju också hända att ni inte orkar igenom de här trevliga svenska sommarlåtarna utan missar den här lilla avsnittet, i så fall så vill jag passa på att önska även en glad midsommar. Och är det så att ni fortfarande inte till midsommar har spelat upp det här bandet så vill jag passa på att önska er en glad jul 1976 och ett gott nytt år 1977. Jag glömde förresten att önska er ett gott jul, gott nytt år 1976. Merry Christmas, all folks. This is your mother's brother from Sweden speaking. I wish you all a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I sure hope that Ulla and I will come to New York in the future so we can see all of Agge's sons. And now I even remember your names, Andrew, Michael and Ian. Wasn't that right? And so also I wish Big Brother Henry Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I hope you all have got some very big Christmas gifts because from Sweden it's too expensive to send anything big. And furthermore, we expected Maj och Bernt to take our Christmas gifts to you when they were leaving Malmö, and so they didn't. So that's why we send you this tape instead. And I think the tape is at the end now, so goodbye for this time till we see each other in the future. Bye-bye from all our family, my family, from Ulla, Björn, Mickey, Peter, and our last son, 4 years old, Totte, who is sleeping now.
The microphone like this and saying,
don't put it in your mouth or up in your mouth, then you can't hear it.
You can't hold. Make
make yourself comfortable?
No, I had it.
Like this, and stick it in your nose when you sing. Alright. Alright, Papa sings a song now, not Mickley. No, I want to sing like Michael sings now. That's the way Michael sings. That's the way Michael sings. Huh? Sing loud and sing.
Sing. No, you know what? When I laugh, I can't sing.
Yeah, because you sing like a
dog. Yeah, but don't sing yang yang. You sing Mary had a little lamb, little lamb.
Sing
little
loud lamb. And sing it clear.
Right? Clearly, otherwise nobody can hear what you're saying.
Right, Ian?
You want to sing something, Ian?
He would never be a model because he'd never want to do it when you have to.
Don't twist.
Don't play twist around it. With that. And don't fool around with. Want me to put it away? Well, then here, then.
I'm laughing. I can't sing, you know, because I'm just leave it out like this. Right?
Okay, I leave it out like this. Okay? Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because you keep talking to me.
Oh, well, then sing something.
What's this?
You don't have to hold it. You don't have to hold it.
Can you sing Fascination again?
No, leave it there. You don't have to hold it. Just leave it there.
No, I won't hold it.
Then hold it and sing Fascination, as long as you know.
Fascination, la 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 la. Fascination. That's the kind of song I could sing.
Yeah, but you know, you start out loud, and then you go like this. Fascination, da na na na.
Nobody
is anything.
Fascination, la 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 la. Fascination, la 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 la.
That's good. That's the way.
That's the kind of thing I could sing.
Right. Is there any other song you can sing?
I could sing.
You can sing a
lot teapot.
Yeah.
Teapot.
Yeah. Maybe.
No, but I can sing it without the song. Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Here is my handle, here's my spout. When I get the steam out, short and stout, tip me over and pour me out.
That's it.
Mary had a little lamb.
He put it on off. He quickly put the switch on off, and nothing records.
Don't put it
on. It has to be
off.
Like this to hear anything.
Mary had a little lamb. Mary had a little lamb, a sweet as white as snow. Everywhere that Mary went. Everywhere the mammy went, the mammy was sure to go. She followed her to school one day. She followed her to school one day, the mammy was sure to go. Laugh and play, then they laughed.
You can keep it in your hand. Hold it in your hand. Wait. Just hold it quiet. What?
Mm-mm. You don't
want to
see?
You want to
say?
Let him stick it in.
You want to say something, Ian? Nothing at all? Why don't you want to say anything?
Huh? Are you afraid of this thing here?
Right now, let me hear.
What? We'll wait. We'll wait until we have a little
Why don't you want to say anything, Ian? Huh? But what? Oh, you're funny.
You're funny.
Ian
is afraid of that.
Please, somebody's going to kick this thing if you keep on playing.
Ian, sit up. Come on.
Stay still. Because you'll ruin it if you kick on it. Why are you afraid of it?
Because I don't want it.
Hmm?
When I turn the court.
Hmm?
No, when we want to, we'll do it. Why are you afraid of it?
Because I don't want
it.
Put it
again. You don't want...
What?
All right. But hold it still now. You keep on moving your fingers.
You can sing.
No,
it's not. You can also tell a story in there if you want to. Tell a story from Fire Island when you went on the boat. That has a story.
Know what? When we went on the boat, we was on Fire Island, but then you know what? The storm came, and the night came with the dark. And it was nighttime, and then we went to bed. And then I was crying, yeah! And then I didn't want it to, and then when I was searching with Lisa, I fell down the stairs.
When you were fishing with Lisa?
When I was fishing with Lisa.
And did it hurt?
And it hurt so much, it hurt. Then I was right down the stairs. Like that, right down the stairs.
Terrible. That's terrible. And what did the storm do there?
The storm that he went like this, boom, like that, thundering, boom, like that, and then you know what the crook came, like that.
What came?
The crickets.
The crickets?
Yeah.
Oh, the crickets?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the lightning?
Yeah, the lightning too, and the crickets too, like, because I can't stand that. So I went downstairs to have a little cereal. Mm-hmm. Then the baker said, I gotta go upstairs because it's my bed.
Time.
Past my bed. And then you know what?
What did the storm do on your pillow?
The storm did... No, the storm didn't come on underneath my pillow. Just a little bit, you know what? It was going boom, 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 the storm did that.
That's why you couldn't sleep.
Huh?
That's why you couldn't sleep.
Yes, and what I was keep jumping on the pillow when the storm did that, and was keep going boom, boom, all day. And then I look, if I was bouncing, and then I said, what was that? Is it going by itself? I look under the cell. Oh, it's the storm going boom, boom. And I can't stand there. So I went down the stairs and told the babysitter to wake up. Babysitter, you know what the storm did to me? He was shaking the pillow boom, up and down. Then I looked under the pillow and it was the storm doing. Keep going boom, boom. Then I went up to, and then the babysitter went upstairs and looked if it was storm bundle. And then I was sleeping on it, and then it stopped. Then
the next morning was over, the sun was shining.
And then it went outside, and then it went back to the other one.
Do you remember the storm too, Ian? Do you remember that it was a storm out of Fire Island?
Yeah. part.
And you know why I came in the house?
And then the gun was in the tree.
It was in the trees too?
Yeah, and
did
then
you
the,
see it?
Yeah, and the crooked was in the trees, and then the tree falls down.
The trees fell down?
And yeah, and the sand.
Mommy, oh, yeah?
And you know what? I went outside.
And then the trees get sand all over the trees and the wood.
Yeah.
Mommy, you know what? And then I went outside and see if you went away. I went outside with my pajamas on. Mm.
You did?
Yeah. You know, because I can't stand that crooked. I went out.
Not the crooked, the crickets.
The crickets went in my ears and I went like this.
Yeah.
And then you know what? And then I went far out and it was loud. Mm. So I went outside with my pajamas on.
Throw a hook at them?
What?
Throw something at them. Throw something at the cricket.
Do you remember that you had a babysitter in
there? Mommy, you know what? Then you know
what was her name?
Her name is...
I don't know what her name was. You know what, Mommy?
Do you remember what the name was again?
Now I tell to the babysitter and I said, what's her name?
What is her name? Cindy?
Yes, that's the name. But not the other name.
Do you remember when she took you to the beach and you were playing with the lifeguards down there and they were throwing you up in the air and you sat on the bicycles and everything? Do you remember that? They were playing with you on the beach and they threw you up in the air and they did things.
What was the name of the lifeguards? Can you tell me that?
Danny?
Yeah, Danny. That's right, Danny. Danny.
That's the name of the lifeguard.
Mm. Danny. All of the names are Danny. You know why? Because that's the thing of the lifeguards. Danny. All of them are. Do you know what?
They're keeping lifeguards.
Why do they have lifeguards?
I have another story.
Why do they have lifeguards down on the beach?
So
I asked Ian, would you mind? Why do they have lifeguards down on the
beach? Only Cindy does.
Only Cindy has a lifeguard on the beach?
The children doesn't swim at the rope.
So the children don't swim past the rope?
Yeah, and don't go under. So the children doesn't go all the way far.
What happened to them if they go that far?
Not the lifeguard says they're whistle and then you know, and then they turn around to come back.
What happens to the children when they go out too far in the water?
They say, okay, then they're stubborn, then they kick the finger like this. They keep stopping. And when the lifeguards go away, the children start to go far.
Yeah, but what happens if they go out too far and they can't come in again?
They're telling them, Mom, come here. I can't go that far.
They drown.
Yeah, they're drowned.
Drowned.
They're drowned. You know what? And then the mommy says, Mommy, come back. You know what? Because I can't go that far. And then it sank. And then, you know what?
Sank.
And then the boy sank. And then, you know what? A big, big fish came and bit him. Ate them all up?
Yeah. Have you ever seen a big fish like that?
Yeah, did you know it? Then Mommy came down and see, where's the boy? then the mommy hears something. A fish came.
A little one.
he won't go in the water next time.
You know what? And then you know what? A big fish came and bit the mommy too.
Bite it all up.
Bite her all up.
Did you see a big fish on that?
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And then you know what? And then I went under. What did I saw? A big fish bite me up.
And then what did you do?
And then here came another Mickey. What's here? But your friend is, and then I said, I never swimmed underwater like that, and I never saw a big fish bite me up, so I went here and saw a mickle, and then I'm staying with you all day.
You stayed with me all day?
Yeah, with all of you.
With all of us?
Yeah, and then he went underwater, and then he saw a big fish. Then the big fish bite him up. And then you know what? Here came another Ian.
There came another Ian?
Yeah, and
another
then,
Ian. You have to speak clearly, otherwise nobody understands you, Mickey.
And then you know what? Another Ian came
in. Another and then, Ian.
Another Ian came with you and stayed with you all day, so it was Ian.
And the sand in the beach.
Yeah.
The sand.
So we went home, and we had, and then it was another. And then you know what? And then it was nice, and I was upstairs. Then I can't play in there, you know why? Because Mommy's going to wash in there and clean in there was her black and blainer.
Is that what?
Was her black and blainer.
No.
It's not the
vacuum cleaner.
Vacuum.
The vacuum cleaner.
Vacuum cleaner.
Yeah, because then he made you mess again with the toy.
And then you know what? If I'm in there, you might vacuum and cleaner me up in there. And then it might be broken. And then it'll stay up for my liver.
Then you they have film cameras.
And then you not, and then you turned out a switch, so I went out again.
Through the vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, then my head went keep going in. Then you know what Mom said, what's the thing you said? Then another head came, please. Then stuck with that.
Well, tell me about who you played
and then
with.
Then the stuck
tell
feet.
Me
now it's a...
Yeah, tell me about who you played with out there.
What?
Tell me about who you played with out there.
Get out, don't go in here because I'm cleaning and I'm gonna back and clean your bathroom.
Do you remember?
Yeah, unless those people won't hear me.
They heard everything you said.
Not when that's
Ian.
Far away.
Yes.
Just that, if that's the way over, the sounds will must
Ian,
go away.
Mickey,
no.
Do you remember when Papa played tennis out there?
Here, at the beach.
At the beach?
Over here, at this beach.
No, over in far away.
No, the ones that's over here. No, here has a beach.
Yeah, you played here too.
Yeah,
the
I played here too.
And then you went away to go on the up there, and then we came with
right.
you.
Yeah. But how about out in Fire Island when you came to watch?
Oh, yeah. That's
the Fire Island has a television to watch. And then when the boys, then
we,
the water.
We don't have
and then the boys went under the water, and then the big fish came. But, and then the boys went up, and then the fish, the big fish went up and bite them.
Yeah.
The boy.
But then he came a crook again. And then went away again. More crocus and nobody.
Why did they go away? Because you
crocus and one.
Why did they go away? Did you throw something at them?
Yeah, it was trying to go here and then I got stoned. Then I banged him, then I went away again.
You got a stone in?
Yeah, and then I got another stone. And I went bang, and then I went away again. Because it struck everyone. It's butter. Then that spark came, keep coming. And now I'm going, away again. That was stupid.
Yeah, remember the tennis courts out in front of you?
Yes. I'm in.
Tell me about them. Have you ever been under the...
You say, excuse me.
Do you remember when you came to help me?
Yeah. And then the sister gave me cookies. Cookie and me cookie.
That was me when I was 5 or 6 years old.
Actually, I was 2 or 3.
Now I'm 13, going on 14. It is January 1st. 11 o'clock on the button, 1978. Just 23 hours and 1 minute ago, it was 1977. Happy New Year! That little voice you heard was Ian. And you know what? That was me. And the lady was my mother. Maggie Muller. She's now, I think, 38. And the other one was my father, who was, I think, 44 or 42. I'm not sure. And right now we're having a party. And I have, for Christmas, I got an 8-track tape recording unit. Last year I got a stereo which plays 8-track tape. And Ian got for Christmas one of those Telstar things that you hook up to your TV set and play tennis or something like that. I am very much into music now. I've gotten to the Beatles, which, when you were listening to that tape, was, wait a minute, which, when I was being recorded, when I was about 5 years old, or 6, whenever, they were either breaking, just about to break up, or they broke up already. The Beatles, I think they were super fast. So I'm gonna play one of their songs that I think is good, and see if you like it. It might end the tape. So here it is.
I'm fixing a hole where the rain gets in. It's May 29th, 1983, and me and Mommy are standing here in the kitchen, and we didn't want you to bother with the last song, which is Fixing a Hole, right? Is that what the song was?
That's the song. And it's May 29th, it's Mother's Day in Sweden, and I forgot to call my mother
it's
today,
Mother's Day in Sweden.
And I'm still 38.
Wait a minute, when were you born?
Never mind all that.
Is this pie going to be ready or what?
Is the pie ready? No, it's not ready yet. It doesn't smell very good yet.
Well, what do you want? It's only Entenmann's blueberry pie. Look at all this.
Entenmann's happens to be a very good pie.
You just
you
know
don't
somebody
like it?
That... Entenmann's is alright.
You think
right.
mine
There's
is better? You think I bake a better blueberry
much
pie?
Much better. With the crumbles on the top, much better. Plus
well,
we got fresh blueberries.
Well, I can teach you, then you can bake
no,
it.
No, you can put it down on a piece of paper and I'll steal your recipe or something.
Okay.
What do you think, was Leo on the, this tape too?
Or he's on the other side.
Oh, I see.
But I don't think I'm going to keep that. It's not very interesting.
No, it sounded pretty boring.
Yeah.
But the one about the crickets.
Oh, yeah.
That's the good one.
That was when I was 3 years
old. When you had the storm under your pillow?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember half. I don't remember any of that.
Did you hear Ian when you were talking about the big fish comes and eats you up, and then Ian says, "It was a little fish." It was just a little fish.
He was probably getting scared.
And then you said the big fish came and he eats.
Hey, what's up, Doc? Want some food? Are you hungry? Hey, do you know what this is? Come on, say something. Hey, come on, say something. Oh, I know it'll make you say something. If I do this. Ew. Hey, calm down. Hey. Ooh, yes. Okay, all right, calm down. I'll put you down. Shh.
Here's some food. All right, don't crowd around. Say something. Duck. Say something. Huh? You are such a dumb cat. I don't give you that much.
It's May 30th. We've had Doc since, a couple of months. I know we've had since about December. Since January, maybe even February, when we got him, he had a busted right leg, and a busted rear right leg. One of his ears was clipped a little bit, you know, like it didn't have a tip on it, you know, it was like flat on the top, and a few of his whiskers were burned, and he had tar all over his back, and he was skinny, and walking around on three legs because he had a busted leg, and he was such a despicable sight. We had to bring him in, and now he's incredibly healthy. He's a very stupid cat, though, right?
Meow.
But he's the cutest little bugger you've ever seen in your life.